Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Welcome back in, everybody. It's another hour of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, glad to be with you here on this Friday. Lots of fun coming up. We'll make some picks later in this hour. We've got high school football to talk about. By the way, high school football coverage on Sports Daily brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. We'll do those things. We're going to indulge Max a little bit here. I think Chiefs fans will appreciate it. I got a comment on something we were talking about there, TJ, on X. I'm seeing that just says bro. That's all encompassing. Who knows what the bro was getting at there. Could be anything. Could be nothing. Could be anything. But we'll have
some time. You want me to tell you the truth? I think that's an AI account.
Oh, okay. Well, why would it just say bro, though? What is
it must like the show?
The robots love Mahomes and can't.
They love John Dorsey discourse.
It's John Dorsey's AI program. Yeah. Thanks for joining us on X. Thanks for joining us on YouTube. You can always comment those ways. We'll get you on to the show. That way we can take those. We can take your calls. Max has that at 869-1240, although it'll hang up on you if you have any 1980s Boston Celtics slander. But you can bring those to the show as well. It's all what's on tap coming for you here in this hour, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. And it is a good place to gather for holiday fun. Bring the whole family, your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. Hope everybody's getting ready for a happy Thanksgiving, by the way, next week. However you're taking it in next week, I hope it's a great time. You a turkey guy, TJ?
Turkey is way better than ham.
In certain circumstances, I would agree with that. On a sandwich, absolutely.
As a general rule,
I'm not sure I completely agree. I happen to really enjoy both. We are doing a ham this year. Well, we are. Crestview's doing a ham for us this year to go. We chose that instead of turkey. It'll be the first time we're doing that. Because it's kind of a, you know, you got to get it and you got to reheat it and you got to do all that. I love turkey. Have you had fried turkey? Mm-hmm. Fried turkey is king. We'll beat all of them. But that's a whole thing. Like the thing about a turkey is it's always a whole thing. Like there's no easy or like the turkey is a big production.
I agree.
Ham.
I agree. I'm team turkey coming from a guy who's never cooked the turkey. So that may change my tune.
I like both. I like, you know, if we're being real, I'd like to have both at Thanksgiving, ham and turkey. Mashed potatoes are my favorite part of Thanksgiving. Good mashed potatoes, brown gravy. If as long as I get ham or turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie, I'm usually pretty satisfied with Thanksgiving.
We're doing a Friendsgiving this weekend. I'm making a mean green bean casserole.
I'm okay with green bean casserole. We kind of have a deviled egg contest in our family, usually on the holidays. And I haven't been as far as like a holiday meal since we've opened the stores because they're very busy at Thanksgiving and they're very busy at Christmas. I haven't done like the bigger family meal in 5-6 years, but there's typically a deviled egg contest and a Bloody Mary contest.
Ooh.
So, and I say,
let's go to the bigger conversation here. Are you Thanksgiving lunch people?
Yes. Yeah,
we are too. That's the best.
It is. Cause then you just watch football and you get leftovers. You don't
take a nap. It's the best.
Yeah. I usually work TV at Thanksgiving too. So I don't get that either. My Thanksgiving traditions have really shifted in the last, really since we moved here, because even before, like when I was full-time TV and all that, like I was working. There's a lot of work typically on Thanksgiving, and so it's fine. Like it doesn't bother. I love football on Thanksgiving. I just love the whole idea thing. My family started doing prime rib once I left, and I'm
we're very big prime rib on Christmas, people.
Rib. Well, now they do it all the time. They're like, well, this is just way better. Let's just always do prime rib, and I'm like,
that's good prime rib.
Yes, thanks.
Radish. Oh. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. We're talking about horseradish on prime rib.
You want to talk about production. That prime rib, if you do it the right way, is also a production. But happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We won't see you next week on Thanksgiving, but we'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We won't be here Thursday or Friday. All right, we're going to indulge Max. We're in a thankful mood. We're thankful for Max and his lunacy sometimes with the Patriots blinders. But Max is of the belief that Mahomes doesn't belong in the same conversation as not only Brady, but now he's saying Manning, which is absurd. But I'll take you to, and this is what is so wild about, and I say this to people all the time, even before Mahomes started threatening, was the craziest thing about Brady's era is how it was separated by basically a decade between those Super Bowl wins. And there were like these two runs. And that's what it's going to take probably for Mahomes to ultimately end up. Now, Mahomes is not there as far as legacy and all that because he's still three Super Bowls short. And it's going to start and end there for Mahomes. But here are some of the things through age 30. Did Brady get 7? Am I one off there?
Yes, he got one in Tampa.
Yeah, that's right. So 7, so he's 4 off. But here's what they've done, Max, through age 30. So by their age 30 season, Mahomes has 89 wins. Brady had 70. Now, Mahomes has played more games through age 30, to be fair. But of course, and this won't surprise anybody. He's got more yards and those things. But we know the league has changed since, you know, early Brady, not late Brady, early Brady wasn't quite the pass happy NFL. So some of this, I don't even think are the important things. But he's got more wins, more passing yards, more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, by the way, despite playing 20 more games. He's got fewer interceptions despite playing 20 more games. He is obviously a much better runner of the football. But through age 30, Mahomes has played in 5 Super Bowls. Brady played in 3. Mahomes has won 3 Super Bowls. Brady won 3. Mahomes has 3 Super Bowl MVPs. Brady had 2. I think that's a little overrated. NFL MVPs, not quite as much. Mahomes has had 2. Brady didn't have any at this point. Brady wasn't even a first-team All-Pro yet. Mahomes has 2. And their postseason record's pretty similar. 12-2 for Brady, 17-4 for Mahomes. So while Mahomes is not there yet, Mahomes is ahead of the pace. Ugh. The difficulty to
drugs.
What Brady was able to do. A, he won the 7th in Tampa, right? As Max just pointed out, that's insane to think about. But it's that it was different generations of the Patriots. Mahomes hasn't had to have really a big time different, other than Tyreek Hill, right? Overwhelmingly.
Yeah, I mean, he
had his same crew for the most part all the way through this first part. So what happens when Chris Jones and Travis Kelce retire? What happens if Andy Reid retires? Right? Yep. Then what does it look like for Mahomes? And it's going to take a minute to get to that point. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Right? Like, we haven't gotten to that point yet. But it's going to happen. It's going to have to happen if he wants to challenge what Brady's done. There'll have to be another generation of Mahomes. Brady also, I will say, aged like fine wine. Brady got better as he got older. Right? Is that fair? Does everybody agree with that? Like, Brady became a better quarterback as he got older. I don't know that that's going to happen for Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to take away the running aspect that he's now kind of developed as well. But
I don't know. I mean, he's a better runner now than he ever has been. But
exactly.
It's just hard to imagine him like physically getting better than he's been because he's been so great.
Yeah.
Like, Brady didn't become this massive stat compiler until later in his career. Mahomes has compiled stat. I don't think he's going to get better at that. Can he maintain it? Maybe. Well, the rest of this season is going to probably, impact what people think about that, because I thought this was going to be the year where he led the league in all the stats, and he still could. There's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
But you see games like the Broncos and you're just like, oh, there was so much left on the bone on that.
Yeah, I agree. Let me be clear here. I don't want to bring up a Brady Mahomes argument on November 21st, 2025 for no reason. The reason I'm saying that they brought it up at all is because you know that if the Chiefs miss the playoffs, it's going to be...
We're in that. No, you bring it up for the right reason. We're in that mode right now.
Here, yes, my point here is that it brings the argument of LeBron Jordan whenever it's like LeBron lost in the finals four different times. But is a finals loss better than not making the finals? And now we're going to start getting that argument about, like,
of course,
like,
well,
so
yeah, of course it is. It just matters how many you win when we're talking about that conversation. Jason chimes in, says ham is far superior to turkey, no matter the occasion. Give me that mashed potatoes, white gravy. Ooh, Jason, I'm not here to I'm not here to slander turkey. Ham's also really good, but we're going brown gravy. I say at least for Thanksgiving.
Are you putting your ham in your white gravy? That just sounds like a monstrosity at that point.
Well, now listen, my Thanksgiving plate, it's all coming together.
I know, like, but brown gravy, you can do that. White gravy. Brown gravy.
White gravy's okay.
A good mashed potato. I'm probably team white gravy on that, but Thanksgiving, it's definitely brown gravy.
I'm brown gravy across the board, except for biscuits and gravy. That would be the only time that I'm white gravy. All right, we're coming right back. Let's make some picks when we return on Sports Daily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in here, everybody. We've got picks to get to. Before we do that, I want to tell you about the Odyssey Holiday Hookup now through Friday, November 21st. That's today, but at 11:30. So you got a minute to enter this. We're taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. A full holiday feast and Thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked turkey, ham. You don't have to choose here, is what we were just talking about. All sides from Hogwild Pit Barbecue, more than $200 in value, and 10 tickets to the Wichita Thunder Star Wars night on November 29th. Just enter the keyword thanks to the number 20357. That's a text. Text thanks to 20357. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. Before we get into the picks, Brandon is out. So we will just be the four of us here. We're talking Thanksgiving. We're talking Thanksgiving food. This one's just for you, Tommy. Jason says that me saying that it's fine to just mix all the food together on Thanksgiving, give Tommy nightmares for weeks. He is Team Jacob on that one.
Man, we're still having this.
No, this was on this. We're not. We were just talking ham versus turkey, gotcha. and then it kind of evolved into brown gravy versus white gravy. And then Jackson Schneider, friend and host of the program, was just texting us that. And it's devolving into that. But yeah, like I said on my plate, I would find some room for some kind of salad. TJ had an aneurysm about wasting space on the plate. And I'm like, you're not wasting space. You just put it all on the same plate. There's no space wasted. You just pile it up.
No, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the segmented plates where I can put different things in different areas. It's like a lunch tray. Like that's, yeah, I'm a fan of that.
I've got some little Paw Patrol plates for the kids. I'll bring you one for Thanksgiving and you can make sure that none of your food touches.
That sounds great.
I'm not making two trips. I'm putting it all on there. I'll bet money right now that Team Savage over there is just a pile it on kind of guy. Just put it all on there.
I'll tell you what, and all the foods that you just mentioned are fine with me, big boy. I kind of like them all, as you could probably tell. But why not? Why not? Listen, if I don't get enough, though, the first trip, I go back the second trip. I pile and still go back. What do you think of that?
How are you going to know if balsamic vinaigrette is good on mashed potatoes? Unless you just put it all on there, you never know otherwise.
Well, it's not.
How would you know that gravy and pumpkin pie are delightful if you didn't just have it all in one space?
I'm turning to Tommy here as we keep going about this.
How do we know that dogs and cats don't get married? Well, we just know they don't get married, okay?
Thank you.
That's how we know that.
I'm just saying, you got to try it first.
Max, play the music. We got to talk about football.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? Time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, TJ, take us through last week's results here before we get into this. Not a great week for yours truly here.
Yeah, Jacob did great. Jacob did great. He went 1-5. The only one he got right was Oklahoma State plus 19.5. 1-5 for Jacob. Paul with a 2-4 week. Tommy with a 3-3 week. And TJ and Brandon both go 5-1 on the week. And so a little bit of shakeup here. Jacob still in the lead, but holding on to his butt cheeks. He's 40-37 on the year. Now in second place, TJ Cleland at 37-40, and Brandon at 35-42, then Paul at 36-41, then Brandon and Tommy at 35-42. So Jacob with a 3-game lead over TJ at this point, and so Pans will be locked in for the final stretch again.
It's annoying because if you're going to go 1-5, you might as well just go 0-6. But we didn't do it. All right, so that means, TJ, you can start us off here. Brandon's going to take in our first game, Kansas, covering the 5.5 at Iowa State. Where do you go?
I'm going to take KU as well. They've done historically pretty well against Iowa State in the past couple of years. I think they can go on the road in a spot where they're going to need to get one. They really haven't proved it to us much over their last few games that they can go do that, but I think they can go out there. I think they can win the game. I'm going to, pull for them to win the game, but if nothing else, I think they can make it a close game.
Tommy?
Yeah, I've got a really hard time with this one. Kansas is desperately battling to become bowl eligible. And next week at home against Utah is going to be a major challenge. I mean, Utah's a top 20 team in the country, even better than that. So it's going to be a challenge next week for the Jayhawks, even at home on Black Friday. So they've really got to get it done against Iowa State on the road. And Iowa State, I know how high hopes going into the season. It hasn't been as good of a year for them thus far, I think, as they expected. So I do think that the Jayhawks, knowing what's on the line, I don't know if they'll win the game, but I kind of agree with TJ and Brandon. I think they'll keep it close. I'll take the Jayhawks.
Paul, what do you think on this?
Well, just the opposite to you guys. You guys are going that way. But listen, what makes you think that they won't disappoint you? Because let's face it, KU at times this year has disappointed every one of us. All of us have been disappointed with KU here and there. I don't think they'll – listen, I think Iowa State is a better team overall. I'm going to take Iowa State. It's a home game for Iowa State. Iowa State has to give 5.5. I wish it was 3.5 or something like that. But I'm going to take Iowa State. I might even just be on an island. I'm betting I just might be on an island.
Yeah, I'll give you the island. Okay. I think it's a Jalen Daniels legacy game, to be quite honest. Like, they got to get the win. They can't go 0-3 in chances to get to a bowl game. Iowa State's a tough place to go. But I don't think that matters for KU. Like, they're in all of these games. They can at least cover because you got to envision them being there at the end. I really hope they get this win. I'll take Kansas. All right.
Hey, according to Jacob, Jalen Daniels has been due for a legacy game for the last month and a half.
He has been.
Yeah, that's
right. He's been playing pretty well this year. He needs to rubber stamp this swan song.
Maybe the last year and a half he's been looking.
Utah's 17.5 point favorite. Brandon's taking Utah. Tommy, Utah's a 17.5 point favorite here. Are you comfortable laying that?
I mean, you would think that the Wildcats could cover 17.5, even though it's against a team like Utah, even though it's on the road at Utah. You would think that the Wildcats would be able to do that. But then, of course, we saw what Kansas State did against Oklahoma State last week, and that was so unimpressive, even though the Wildcats did get the win. Oklahoma State is historically bad, and the Wildcats looked pretty awful too, even though they got the win. This one's difficult as well, but I mean, man, like I feel like the Wildcats should be able to cover 17.5, right? I don't know. I'm up in the air about this. I'm going to take the Wildcats.
Paul.
Well, I'm just the opposite of Tommy. I have no confidence in the Cats. You're right. If you watched any part of that Oklahoma State K-State game, you could see that Oklahoma State is horrible. They have very little talent. They can't run. They can't. There's a lot of things on that team that they can't do, and yet that game was competitive for a good portion of that game. I'm gonna take Utah. That's a good football team, fellas, and playing in Utah is just not your typical Big 12, you know, location. That's a tough place to play. I'm gonna take Utah as well. I thought I was gonna have an island on this one. I really did.
The ghosts of last year's game in Utah, albeit against BYU, loom a little bit here. Fellas, K-State's only played two times this year outside of 17.5 points either direction. I think they typically will play. The only two times was the win against Kansas and the loss against Texas Tech. I'm going to take the Cats to be within that number. I don't think they're going to go win that game, but I think they can keep it within 17.5. TJ?
I think that since Utah has joined the conference and BYU has joined the conference, K-State hasn't won a single sporting event in the state of Utah. And in basketball and football, I think it's looked ugly every single time that they've gone out there and played. Chris Kleiman, after their win in Stillwater when I was down there, he said, you know what? I'm not going to apologize for a win because Stillwater is a tough place to go get a win, even though every other team in the Big 12 has done that for the last 2 years. Salt Lake City is a tough place to go get a win. They're not winning that game. I said that K-State couldn't cover their 19.5 against Oklahoma State because they don't score enough points to get to that number. They don't score enough points to not lose. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Utah minus 17.5.
All right, we'll take it. Utah there for TJ. All right, let's go on to the last college game we have. We can quickly move through this one. Paul, you're up first. OU, 6.5 point favorite at home against Mizzou.
Well, did you watch OU last week on TV? They're a pretty good football team. I've seen them the last 2 or 3 weeks. That's a really good football team. I'll tell you what, I'm torn on this a little bit, but I like OU. Now, Missouri, they're getting good. I appreciate what's going on there. I'm going to take OU at home. Tough place to play, fellas, OU. And that's going to be one of those games that I've got to make sure I'm sitting in front of a TV. That's the one game of the week I think I want to watch.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of good ones this week. This one of them. I this line is real, real, real stinky and smelly and fishy to me because Oklahoma's coming off that win. But I'm going to take the bait. I'll bite. I'll take OU at home as well and lay the 6.5. TJ.
I am with you. I will take OU and give Tommy the chance at the island here. It's very nice of you to include a Big 12 game here as well. Yeah,
Brandon
Jacob.
Took Oklahoma, so this is an island opportunity.
It is. Okay, I was wondering about Brandon. There we go.
Tommy.
Well, I had written down Oklahoma because I actually do like that hook for the Sooners. But if you're going to give me an island, I got to get back into this thing. And I do think that there's a possibility that Mizzou can cover this and actually maybe even win on the road. So if you're going to give me the island and I need to get back into this race, I'll go ahead and take Mizzou and I'll take those points on the road.
Don't blame me.
Yeah, it's a good island.
Don't blame me.
All right, Colts, Chiefs. Chiefs don't normally get the 12 o'clock window, but they get it. So we'll pick it first here this week. Brandon is taking the Colts. That puts me first on this one, I believe. Look, guys, I'm going to take the Chiefs. The Chiefs have been a juggernaut at home, and they haven't been very good on the road. This one happens to be at home. They are, if nothing else, a pretty good run defense, and they'll need to be that against the Colts. But I think it's more about can they attack that Colts secondary. We'll see how much of an impact Sauce Gardner makes, but that is the Colts' Achilles heel. It's kind of strength on strength. Chiefs are good against the run. Colts are bad against the pass. Chiefs are at home. I'll lay the 3.5. I'll take Kansas City. Tommy?
You know, they've really, really, really got to figure out the penalty issue. I mean, that's such a major Achilles heel right now for Kansas City. They've got to figure out a way to clean up and be more disciplined in what they're doing. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit easier for them to try to do that at home. And, you know, so I do think that there is that good possibility for them. I'm trying to will this into victory. I'm trying to convince myself that there's a reason for the Chiefs to win by more than 3.5 points. And I don't even know. Do we know what the status is of Daniel Jones? I know he was a little bit banged up this week.
I think
so
he's fine. Yeah.
Who knows? At that, you know, at that rate, I'm just going to go ahead and lay the 3.5, and I'll take Kansas City.
All right, TJ.
I am changing my tune during my pick segment. We talk about the Chiefs, as we've talked about throughout the show today, all day long. I'm no longer going to be in the camp of it's the Chiefs. They'll figure it out. They haven't proven to me that they will figure it out. So for that reason, I'm taking the Colts in this game.
The Colts look really good, Paul. They're good at everything offensively. Can the Chiefs contain them and get a win by more than 3.5?
The Chiefs, you fool me once, shame on me. Fool me a half a dozen times, shame on the Chiefs. I'm tired of taking the Chiefs. I'm disappointed in the Chiefs. I've had it with the Chiefs. I'm taking the Colts.
Okay, I thought that was going to be a classic, Paul.
I'm not taking so the fast, cheap my moment. Friend.
There you go.
All right, well, let's go. I keep put. This is it, Zenner. If you can't show up, we're going to stop picking Vikings games. I put these in here just for Brandon. He's going to take the Vikings in this one, but we've got the Packers as 6.5-point home favorites. Tommy, you can start us off here. Green Bay has been shaky. It's your Super Bowl pick. Can they cover this line against the Vikings?
Yeah, because, you know, the quarterback on the other side is J.J. McCarthy, who is awful, absolutely awful. And maybe he'll get better as time goes on. But, man, he's bad right now. He is not a good quarterback. So I do think that the Packers should be able to cover that number at home. I like the hook. I think it'll be a touchdown type game in Lambeau. Honestly, you know, I would almost be a little bit more confident if Malik Willis was the quarterback compared to Jordan Love, because I thought Willis looked pretty good last week in relief of Love. But regardless, I'm going to take the Packers and I'll lay those points.
Paul?
No confidence in the Vikings this week. For all the reasons that Tommy just mentioned, there's some problems with them. And I'm just going to take the Packers. It's a home game. Give them the advantage at Lambeau. That's a really cool place. If you've never been there, make sure you just go to a game one of these days. But I'm going to take the Packers. No confidence in the Vikings.
Yeah, I'll see you at Lambeau in September. You ain't getting me there this time of year.
Ah.
TJ.
I want to pick the Packers, but at this point I've picked the same pick as Brandon so far, so I think I just need to keep the trend going. I'll take the Vikings, I guess.
I'll take the Vikings. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's been quite as bad as Tommy. I think his receivers have let him down. Justin Jefferson has dropped a head-scratching amount of passes for him. He hasn't been great, but I think he's been okay for a guy who's got 5 or 6 starts. The Packers' defense is really good, though. I think the Vikings have a lot of weapons, and they're being slept on just a little bit here. I think they can keep it close in that game. I'll take the 6.5 points. I don't know if I think they can win, but I'll take the 6.5 points. All right. Eagles at Cowboys. Cowboys are 3-point home underdogs. Paul, what do you like there? Brandon is taking the Cowboys.
Cowboys for Brandon. Well, very good for him. I would love to take the Cowboys. Cowboys, one of my top 3 teams, along with Denver and along with Kansas City. But listen, the Eagles have been really good for me. So whatever, you know, you just got to look and say, you know, I've done well with the Eagles. They've kind of been my team. I always pick them, and they seem to come through most of the time. I'm taking the Eagles just based upon the fact you guys have been very, very good to me.
Gross. TJ?
I hate that I just said I was going to tail Brandon, because I ain't doing it this time. I'm not picking the Cowboys. I'm picking the Eagles to go on the road and cover that 3 number.
Tommy?
I can't wait to watch the reality show documentary about this season for the Eagles. It's been so dramatic. And, you know, A.J. Brown is being criticized left and right. Jalen Hurts, apparently there's questions inside the locker room about the way that he's playing. Of course, we know about Nick Sirianni. It is dysfunctional in Philadelphia. A lot of drama there. They're winning games, but it's pretty dramatic. And I was impressed by the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Of course, I know they were playing the Raiders, but I was impressed by them. I was impressed by Dak Prescott. If you're going to give me points for the Cowboys at home, I'm going to go ahead and take Dallas. I'll take those points.
Yeah, I thought more people would be on the Eagles. The Eagles are 8-2, but it's as, you know, defense wins championships, and the Eagles are really good at that. But can they keep up? If Dallas can score, can the Eagles keep up? Dallas has had a like absurdly bad defense, but those two trades had an impact. And if you're telling me the best pair of defensive tackles can contain Saquon Barkley, and you're going to make Jalen Hurts keep up with Dak Prescott in that offense, I'm going to take the Cowboys and I'm going to take the 3 points. And I hope they beat him by 30. But it's interesting. Everybody gave Jerry Jones a hard time about those trades, and now it's like, man, that probably was a pretty good trade there to get Quinnen Williams in there and a linebacker that can actually tackle somebody. They're also getting healthier on defense than they were, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. So there's your picks. That's everybody.
We got two islands. Paul's got it. An Iowa State island. Tommy's got a Mizzou island. The TJ and Jacob race that everybody is intently following. We've got 3 picks that are different. So if I go perfect, we got a tie at the top.
I can't believe that Iowa State turned into an island. Of all the picks we just made, that one surprises me the most.
I'm stunned. Grateful, but stunned.
We're trying to get you to keep coming back, Paul.
We're just trying to get KU to a bowl game. Let's all be honest here. We're just like, please, come on, just make it to a bowl game. Like, I'm not ready. I don't have the energy for that if they miss a bowl game. So just get to the bowl game and we can all move on with our lives. It is a Catch a Kansas Friday, which means we're going to talk a little high school football here. We got TJ and Paul in. They are covering this thing furiously, and we are two wins away. The state semifinals in the state of Kansas. It's the sub-state round. And here we go, fellas. We've got representatives in all the brackets here. And TJ, we can kind of start at the top. Derby, boy, you want to talk about hitting your stride at the right time. That was quite the win against Northwest last week to get here.
Yeah,
here we go.
It's the 6A game that we'd all been begging for you know, years to see those two play, because they'd been the best teams in 6A basically year in and year out since I've been here basically. And so finally got to see that, and man, the 6-seed Derby Panthers. It's been such a weird year for them. They had 3 losses in the regular season, which, you know, hasn't happened in over a decade, I believe. They were injured. They were kind of beat up. They lost their star running back, Arius Finley, who's one of the best ones in the city. Some Division I traction getting going for him. You know, kind of the Dylan Edwards light for Derby, if you've ever watched him play. They made a quarterback change in week 5. They put in Blade Clark, the next Clark brother of Coach Brandon Clark's son, took over in week 5, and he's been great for them. And they've just got a new identity. And in the playoffs, it's showing that. I think that there's a little bit of it of like, hey, we're Derby High School. Like, we're supposed to be winning these games. I think that's showing up. And lo and behold, doesn't matter if they're the 4 and the 6 seed or the 1 and the 2 seed, it's Derby Manhattan again.
Same old, same old. Paul, you've seen and followed this in Kansas for a long time. I mean, is Derby on one of those historic, especially for the big schools?
Right.
Runs now for just what seems like forever?
Well, the thing that I have to look at Derby and take my hat off to the fact is that in high school, sometimes it's very, very difficult to turn things around. And let's face it, things needed to be turned around at a certain point in the high school season for Derby this year. A loss to Carroll, I think that loss to Carroll really surprised most people. It surprised me. I've got a feeling it surprised you too as well. And when you're at that point and you should be winning a game like against particularly a Carroll, for instance, who's been down for the number of years, of course, we had talked about Carroll's not bad. They've changed things themselves and turned things around. But that was a part of the season where, boy, it is so hard at the high school level to have a football program turn itself around, make changes, do what you got to do to get back and start winning again. And I'll tell you what, that says something about the kids at Derby, that they can do something like that. My hat is off to them, because I can't give them enough compliments based upon the fact of what they did from where they were at a point in this season. And switching around at the high school level is wonderful. It's amazing. And now, can they win the semifinals and get to the finals? It's going to be a tough game. Come on, guys. We both know that. I can't go out on the limb and say, well, Derby's going to win this game, because I don't know that they can. And I'm sure they'll give it a great effort. They'll be ready. But, man, oh, man, my hat is off to Derby. That's the team that if I had to tip the hat to, it would be it. But I'd also be tipping it not quite so much to Capen, because good for them. Boy, I'll tell you what, they have really come around. But I know we'll get to Capen in a minute. But Derby, I like their chances. The way they're playing right now, I like how they're doing it. Derby may just pull this game off.
It'd be quite the story. TJ, 5A, one of the things, we will get to Capen in a minute. 5A, one of the good things is we get, you know, area teams, and it's chalk right now in 5A West. This is the one that you got, you know, you pencil in when you draw up the brackets.
Yeah, it's weird, though. It's chalk, but it's not, because it's class 5A. Since I've been here, and I know historically, it's in the last, you know, decade probably, 5A is the fun class, because that's like the Wichita Metros versus the Kansas City Metros, not quite the, you know, the big ones that are in the cities and everything like that. But this is where you get a lot of the, we've seen you know, Mays when they were in 5A, and Capen go in this one, and Wichita Northwest back when they were still 5A school.
Carroll dominated this for a while.
That's what 5A typically is. This year, it's chalk. It's the one versus two, but man, it's Salina versus Great Bend. Like, how cool is it to have a team in Saline County and Barton County fighting for a chance to go to a state championship game in one of the largest classifications? And man, they're good football teams.
I don't remember that either, TJ, to what you're talking about. Outside the metro, getting the larger rural schools involved in a 5A sub-state, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and if I was to say to you guys at this point, what's the one team in Kansas that if you were a high school team and you had to play, what's the one team you don't want to play? And I'd say it's Great Bend. That's what I'd say. I think I'd be pretty safe in saying
Great Bend is a junior college out there.
You know, that's just practically it's you see them on film, and I only saw them once on film. And you look at them, you know, they look like a small college football team, guys. I mean they're pretty impressive. And anyway, this is a team that I think if you had to pencil one division, one championship game right now, you got four teams left in all the divisions, and you said, what's the one team you're the most confident in? I'd have to say it would be Great Bend. And I'd even say maybe Great Bend over Andale in that question. That's how sure I am Great Bend's going to win the state championship this year.
Yep. That's pretty bold. TJ down in 4A, Paul mentioned it, but Capen has been a wagon this year.
They have beaten teams. Here's your stat for the day. Throughout this playoff run, they've won three games. They've won those games 62-0, 63-0, 64-0, which is a cool coincidence. But Capen is a team that is a wagon, as you said. And, you know, Paul kind of knew better than I because he's closer in the city league and everything like that. But, like, Capen was going to be good. Like, I didn't know that Capen was going to be this version of Capen. Like, last year, they were a different team last year. You know, they had Amari Elias. They were awesome. They lose Amari Elias last year. And I think that there was kind of some questions about what Capen was going to be. They fell to Wellington in the playoffs, and in their first year of 4A, didn't make the run that they're, accustomed to making. Now, I mean, they've got Ken Huff, their running back, Cal Purvis, their running back. They can run the rock like anybody else in the entire state of Kansas, Paul. And you saw it.
Yeah, that's right. Not only that, if I was to say what are they going to run? Well, you and I and Jacob, we all know what they're going to run. They're going to run POT. They're going to run an ISO. They're going to run trap.
Yeah.
They'll run the heck out of trap. That's what
I think that Weston Schartz could sit on the sideline and look at the quarterback and say, power that way.
Just holler it out. You don't even have to disguise it. Just yell it out there. Tell them what you want them to run, and dare anybody to stop them. They're that good this year. So hats off to them. I sure like their chances of scooting through all this stuff. I won't be surprised if Capen brings home a state championship to the City League.
All right, TJ, we go down to the smaller ranks. We all know about Andale down there in 3A. We'll see if anybody can do it. Is it Rock Creek they're playing this year?
Yep, Rock Creek's one of the best 3A teams up in the Northeast region. They're right outside Manhattan.
Can I ask you guys a question real quick before we get off Andale? It sounds like we're going to get off. Here's my question to you guys. Could Andale win the state championship in higher levels?
I talk about this a lot, and I've talked about it a lot this year. So I'll throw this out here.
Can Andale beat Capen?
So that's the question. This is my rankings, and people can come at me for this, but I've talked about this off the air quite a bit this year. This year, I think that there's only in our coverage area, Emporia to Goodland, there's only four teams that I think could beat Capen. And I think that that's Great Bend, Andale, not Capen. Great Bend, Derby, Capen, and I forgot what the Mays was my other one. I don't know if they could have beaten Mays. Mays was really good. But like Andale might be the fourth or fifth best team.
You think Andale beats Northwest if they play?
I mean, I think that that's a game, honestly. And I know that that sounds insane, but I think that that would be quite the game. It's just such different styles. I think that'd be an awesome game.
It would be tough. Andale, we do this because Andale's been so great. We've had this exercise forever, but I do think it would take Andale being something a little different than what they've built, which isn't fair because they've built to win at the level that they play, which is to Andale, be physically dominant over everybody. But if you take away the physical dominance, which they wouldn't have at the higher levels, then it gets a little trickier. I don't know the answer to that question, to be perfectly honest.
I think Andale could probably – it's so weird because Capen's a 4A this year. Capen's not going to be in 4A next year. I don't know if Andale could beat Capen. That'd be a really, really good football game. But it'd be one of the two that's probably going
Andale's
to win.
Andale's coming 4A. Up to 4A, you said, next year?
No, Capen is going back to 5A.
Oh, okay.
Andale's still in 3A. Yeah, it's, people are look, waiting.
And this isn't unique to Kansas. This isn't unique to Andale. We do this all the time, and we did this in Texas when there were wagons like this at the lower levels. But it's so impressive. It's what has made Derby so impressive, in my opinion. Is like you have to build it a certain way, and right now they've built it a certain way to win at the level that they're at. I'm sure if Andale was playing at a higher level, they would become a more modern pass the ball kind of offense.
No,
but that's not what they need to do.
No,
I don't think they would.
No, that's a way of life with it. We're talking pad level.
Do you think they're coming into a game against Northwest and just running it
I think they eat them up. That's what I think.
100%. It's a fun. I wish we could get it. It would be so
fun. This is my hypothetical, but I talk, and Northwest is the perfect example for this.
Northwest is the perfect example.
As Paul knows, Northwest is filled with Division I talent, and they throw the football all over the field. They have an awesome running back. Augie Fast is great. That'd be a tough one for Andale to stop. But like, Andale's going to try to throw it all over the place. Northwest is going to throw it all over the place. Yeah. Andale is going to be in on the quarterback. They're going to blitz all over the field. Like, they draw things up. Like, it's not the fact. And if you've ever watched them play, like if you saw the Andale football team walk into a stadium, you're like, what's the big deal? Like, these guys are all normal sized high school kids. Like, there's nothing crazy about that. It's because
they're way more athletic. It's the reason they're also awesome at track and field.
So, I mean, they're all athletes, but they're like, in history, like they've put one Division I football player out, and it was Mason Fairchild, who was 6'4". But like, they're good at, like, Dylan Schmidt is great about, like, throwing blitzes at you, throwing random turn around Statue of Liberty handoff. Like, they like nobody knows what the ball is.
I wish we could get it. I do. It'd be so fun. It would be so much fun. And it wouldn't be fair to the kids. But just from a fan's perspective, that's literally what people talk about. That we're not that. You know how many people have asked me in the last 10 years? What if Andale played Capen? What if Andale played
the thing that people bring up
a question in the high school world as we get, and it's because they've been so flipping good.
They play their JV games in the freshman game. Like, they've played Derby's JV team, and they're must watch JV games. Like, that's how crazy this is. But if they win this one against Rock Creek, they'll have a tough one in the championship for them. And Topeka Hayden, everybody in up there talks about them. And I laugh because it's always the exercise about, like, man, Topeka Hayden might get it done this year. And I'm like, yeah, you haven't watched Andale play, man. Like,
yeah, no, I
promise.
I don't have that faith in them. That's what made that Cheney deal a couple
that's
years
so
ago.
Crazy. I know.
So,
and it's
so wild and fun and silly. Good luck to all our teams advancing here to Substate. We're all definitely Team West Bracket from here on out.
Yep.
But we'll see how many champions we can crown. I think it'll be a bunch. This looks like a good year to crown champions.
Big one. Big one in 2A tonight as well. Our other game of the week, we have two game of the weeks. Hoisington and Southeast of Saline, the last two teams from our coverage area to go to the state championship, squaring off tonight. So we'll have lots of live coverage for you tonight on the Catch a Kansas Show.
Yeah, that coverage begins all day long, and the newscast on 12 News takes you right into the Catch a Kansas Show tonight on the KSCW. You've got the High School Football Scoreboard Show here on KFH tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It's also, I think it might get covered up tonight by K-State Basketball. So just make sure you're tuning in tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. here on KFH for the High School Scoreboard Show. All right, that does it for us here on a Friday. A lot of fun. Thanks to Paul. Thanks to Tommy. Brandon by proxy for being a part of the picks. Thanks to Max for producing things for us all week long. You've got K-State Basketball taking on Nebraska tonight. That Hall of Fame Classic continues. Coverage will tip off at 7:30 right here on KFH. And then Sunday, of course, Chiefs and Colts. You'll hear it on KNSS. Busy weekend on the dials here at the Odyssey Family and Networks. We appreciate everybody being here. TJ, enjoy the high school football tonight. We'll see you on the Catch.
I will. This is the good time of the year. I'm getting amped up to watch high school football at this point. That's how you know there's good football going on tonight.
If you're celebrating Thanksgiving early, have some ham and turkey for us. We'll see everybody Monday. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.